Hello everyone, I'm Marilyn Foreman from Inspiring Parents and Kids, and it's been a while since I've been on my podcast, and I apologize for that. I have been off doing some wonderful things with some adults as well at marilynforeman.com, so I've been a bit busy, and you know, I always, no matter what, get drawn back to doing a lot of my parenting work because it's my biggest inspiration. One of the things that, you know, if you know me at all, you know I am most passionate about building really strong relationships between parents and kids, because I think that is the most important thing as a species. Because when we have strong relationships with our kids, the kids grow up feeling much more confident, can go out into the world knowing they're supported and encouraged by their parents, and the parents are much more confident because they know they're doing a good job. They know they're feeling good about who they are and what they're doing, what they're creating with their child. And that makes for a better population anywhere, because both of those peoples, the kids and the parents, go out and make a difference for other people as well and inspire them. So I'm all about building great relationships with our children. Now, that's why this topic was very near and dear to my heart, because I'm going to talk about the tricks to treats. It is that time of year in North America. I'm not sure what it's like in the rest of the world. But at this time of year, we have Halloween, where the children dress up in costumes, and there's lots of excitement and lots of sugar and colors and chemicals and all those things. And most parents, you know, don't think of that as being a problem or relating to their relationship at all. But the after effects of sugar can ruin relationships and endanger health. So I always like to talk about this, you know, and I'm not going to be taking it all away. I'm shifting how we can do it so our kids can still enjoy the holiday and not have a damaged relationship. You know, I remember that the only time my kids and I ever really fought was after they'd eaten sugar or I'd eaten sugar. Sugar is a poison. It's the body doesn't know what to do with it. It's not only a poison to the body, it's a poison to family relationships. Children's bodies are very clean, and therefore they don't know how to process sugar. So it makes them a little crazy. It makes them act out because they've got to do something with this chemical that is burning its way through their body. And that leads to them acting out, which leads to parents getting mad at their kids when it's actually the sugar that's caused the problem in the first place. Notice when you have challenges with your kids and what they've eaten that has impacted them. And mark my words, sugar was probably involved. We call it white death in our family, but it really does have a major damaging impact on relationships as well as the physical body. So the trick-or-treat time is a challenge. So when I say the tricks to treats is that I would allow my kids to, you know, do the trick-or-treating, and we'd go out and we'd enjoy the holiday and have the fun. They'd come home and they'd eat some of their sugar and, you know, have that part of the excitement. But then the next day we'd have a discussion and go, okay, so we know what the damage of sugar does, because, you know, whenever we'd have an argument, I'd go, okay, what have we all just eaten? And I was able to link it to my kids so that they knew that sugar has an impact. And so we talk about that and change around what we could do. So I would offer to buy the rest of their candy off them and take them to a local toy store, Toys R Us or something like that, and they could choose what they wanted. So they could at least gain, you know, be part of the holiday, be part of the excitement, but not have to eat the poison afterwards for a long time afterwards. Because it's very hard on their bodies, it's very hard on their teachers, on you. So my kids would go and choose something from the toy store instead. And, you know, this was always a big hit in our house. When they got older, it wasn't as popular, but we taught them the effects of sugar so they would understand the importance, and they're both now fully grown adult women who are very conscious of what they eat, and they know the impacts of sugar. And so I think that's a really good way to do Halloween, to allow them to have that holiday, to enjoy the process, to have some of the sugar, and then not have all the damage afterwards. Now, the trick is, remember to throw out the sugar because you don't want to be eating it either. And you don't want to be giving it away to other people because you're giving away poison. So I was always very good about throwing away the sugar and candy afterwards. It sounds like a waste, but when you think about whether you're going to put a chemical that isn't going to take apart a relationship, it's a lot easier to throw it away than to give it your kids or give it to anybody else. It defeats the whole purpose if you keep the sugar. and so that's, I hope, was really helpful. It's a different way of looking at Halloween at this time of year, and it keeps those relationships that are so important. It keeps those relationships treasured. And this is Marilyn Forman from Inspiring Parents and Kids. I'll be back with regular podcasts again. I hope you enjoy yourselves and have a happy Halloween.